Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about why we need sleep. For years, I've been reading all about the ideas of what it is that our bodies and minds need sleep to do. And yet, you may be as baffled as I am that even according to Harvard University, we don't really know why we need sleep. Even with all the research that's been done all these years. However, they have a few theories that I'd like to share with you. One, energy conservation theory. Did you realize that our metabolism is reduced by as much as 10%? And actually in other species, their metabolism is reduced by more. I don't know how much more because it wasn't stated. However, they do believe that this is to help to conserve energy because the body temperature and the caloric demand drop during sleep. The restorative theory states that our body is able to restore and rejuvenate during sleep. In fact, animal studies have shown that animals that were totally deprived of sleep die in a matter of weeks. Why? Because their immune function is totally lost. During our sleep, muscles grow, tissues repair, proteins synthesize, and the growth hormone is released. Brain plasticity theory. During sleep, there are changes in the structure and the organization of the brain, which is known as brain plasticity. Now, when we're deprived of sleep, people are less able to learn and perform a variety of tasks. Now, some of you may think that if you lose sleep, you can go ahead and make up for it, like you're putting a deposit in a bank account. It doesn't really work out that way. When you lose sleep, you lose sleep. So, the best thing to do is to go to sleep at the same time every night, wake up at the same time every morning, 7 days a week. Now, there are a lot of people who rely on sleeping aids to get sleep, including alcohol. However, the problem with these substances is that they interfere with REM sleep. It is the REM sleep that is required to allow the processes that I explained before to occur. On top of that, they have sedating qualities that will last into the morning, which may impair judgment and slower reflexes. You may not know this, but some people sleepwalk and sleep eat as well, and they never remember that they're doing these things. So the best thing that you can do is to stay away from anything that could be abused for sleep. Even melatonin can cause problems. This is according to Dr. Bruce, B-R-E-U-S, who is featured on the Dr. Oz Show. He's an expert in melatonin, and he was speaking about it as the hormone that your body makes to help the immune system by scavenging for the free radicals. It happens to be produced during periods of darkness, which correlates with your sleep cycles, but it has nothing to do with sleep itself. So he doesn't understand why people use it to help with sleep. In fact, it hasn't been shown to help with sleep at all. So, keep a strict sleep routine Upon arising, get yourself exposure to light. It can be natural light or artificial. It doesn't really matter because that's going to drop your melatonin levels, which will balance your circadian rhythms. Make sure you have a mattress that is comfortable for you to sleep on and is in good shape. And by all means, keep your screens off during your time of sleep. Better yet, keep them all out of your bedroom entirely. That includes your iPads, iPhones, computers, and television sets. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.